The final operational guidelines for the India Transfer Pricing Safe Harbor 2026 framework have officially dropped, completely transforming how global tech giants look at India. Issued by the Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, on Saturday, May 16, 2026, the new procedural rules implement the sweeping rationalizations first introduced in the 2026-2027 Union Budget. By aggressively dismantling the old, fragmented system, New Delhi is trading manual tax officer scrutiny for automated, rule-driven certainty. Breaking down the unified IT services umbrella for over a decade, expanding a global capability center, GCC, in tech hubs like Bangalore, Hyderabad, or Pune meant bracing for endless transfer pricing disputes. Tax officers routinely reclassified routine software engineering as premium knowledge process outsourcing, KPO, just to demand higher tax markups. The updated India Transfer Pricing Safe Harbor 2026 architecture puts a hard stop to these classification battles. Under the newly issued circular, four major business segments have been combined into a single asset class known as Information Technology, IT Services, Software Development IT-Enabled Services, ITES, Knowledge Process Outsourcing, KPO, Contract Research and Development, R&D, related to software instead of making companies defend variable, legacy margins ranging from 17% up to 24%, the CBDT has established a flat, uniform operating profit margin of 15.5%. Massive scale expansion. The 2,000 crore Indian rupees runway. The structural shift doesn't stop at lowering the required profit markup. To capture mid to large scale tech setups, the eligible transaction threshold has been increased from the old cap of 300 crore Indian rupees to an expansive 2,000 crore Indian rupees, approximately US$240 million. Furthermore, the new rules bring a much-needed stability mechanism. If an enterprise qualifies under this revenue ceiling in year one, they are locked into the safe harbor protection for a full five-year continuous block. Even if their local scale rapidly expands past the 2,000 crore Indian rupees limit in subsequent years, their safe harbor status remains completely uncompromised. The automated engine. Removing officer discretion. The real operational victory for corporate treasuries is how compliance is verified. Applications under the India Transfer Pricing Safe Harbor 2026 framework bypass the manual evaluation of local tax officers entirely. Filings are now processed via an automated, rule-driven system on the central tax portal. If your calculations hit the required metrics, approval is mechanical and guaranteed, creating a reliable no-audit zone. To qualify for this automated track, a company's financial records must fulfill a simple, standardized margin math benchmark. Operating profit margin equals operating revenue minus operating expense, divided by operating expense. If this resulting margin is greater than or equal to 0.155, 15.5%, and your aggregate annual international transactions remain under or equal to 20 billion Indian rupees, 2,000 crore Indian rupees, your GCC is insulated from subjective transfer pricing audits. Comparison: old transfer pricing versus 2026 safe harbor service structure, historically separated into four clunky brackets: software, KPO, ITES, and R&D. Under the 2026 rules, they are unified under a single information technology services lens. Prescribed profit margin. Dropped from a high-friction 17.0% to 24.0% range to a predictable 15.5% floor. Maximum invoicing scale. Expanded nearly sevenfold from 300 crore Indian rupees to 2,000 crore Indian rupees. Approval process. Shifted from manual tax officer scrutiny to an automated, rule-driven digital engine. Certainty timeline. Moved from a stressful annual extension loop to a five-year lock-in option. A high-speed expressway for foreign direct investment. This CBDT clarification transforms a historical compliance minefield into a streamlined expressway. By slashing the safe harbor margin to 15.5% and raising the threshold to 2,000 crore Indian rupees, New Delhi is actively competing for the next wave of global AI, cloud, and deep tech engineering hubs. By removing human bias and moving to an automated approval track, The government has provided multinational CFOs with something far more valuable than a small tax break: complete long-term predictability. A guaranteed 5-year audit insulation removes the single largest operational risk from Indian corporate budgeting.